जय राधा माधव पुण्य विहारी
Now chapter 28, Krishna rescues Nanda Maharaj from the abode of Varuna. Badarayani, or Shukdev Goswami, said, having worshipped Lord Janardhan and fasted on the Ekadashi day, Nanda Maharaj entered the water of the Kalindi on the Dvadashi to take his bath. Because Nanda Maharaj entered the water in the dark of night, disregarding that the time was inauspicious, a demoniac servant of Varuna seized him and brought him to his master. O King, not seeing Nanda Maharaj, the cowherd men loudly cried out, O Krishna, O Ram! Lord Krishna heard their cries and understood that his father had been captured by Varuna. Therefore, the Almighty Lord, who makes his devotees fearless, went to the court of Varunadev. Seeing that the Lord, Rishikesh, had arrived, the demigod Varuna worshipped him with elaborate offerings. Varuna was in a state of great jubilation upon seeing the Lord, and he spoke as follows.
Now my body has fulfilled its function. Indeed, now the goal of my life is achieved, O Lord. Those who accept your lotus feet, O Personality of Godhead, can transcend the path of material existence. My obeisances unto you, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Absolute Truth, the Supreme Soul, within whom there is no trace of the illusory energy which orchestrates the creation of this world. Your father, who is sitting here, was brought to me by a foolish, ignorant servant of mine who did not understand his proper duty. Therefore, please, I beg you, forgive us. O Krishna, O seer of everything, please give your mercy even to me. O Govinda, you are most affectionate to your father. Please take him home.
Thus satisfied by Lord Varuna, Sri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord of Lords, took his father and returned home, where their relatives were overjoyed to see them. Nanda Maharaj had been astonished to see for the first time the great opulence of Varuna, the ruler of the ocean planet, and also to see how Varuna and his servants had offered such humble respect to Krishna. Nanda described all this to his fellow cowherd men. Hearing about Krishna's pastimes with Varuna, the cowherd men considered that Krishna must be the Supreme Lord, and their minds, O King, were filled with eagerness. They thought, will the Supreme Lord bestow upon us his transcendental abode? Because he sees everything, Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, automatically understood what the cowherd men were conjecturing. Wanting to show his compassion to them by fulfilling their desires, the Lord thought as follows. Certainly, people in this world are wandering among higher and lower destinations, which they achieve through activities performed according to their desires and without full knowledge. Thus, people do not know their real destination. Thus, deeply considering the situation, the all-merciful Supreme Personality of Godhead Hari revealed to the cowherd men his abode, which is beyond material darkness. Lord Krishna revealed the indestructible spiritual effulgence, which is unlimited, conscious, and eternal. Sages see that spiritual existence in trance when their consciousness is free of the modes of material nature. The cowherd men were brought by Lord Krishna to the Brahmarad, made to submerge in the water, and then lifted up. From the same vantage point that Akrura saw the spiritual world, the cowherd men saw the planet of the Absolute Truth. Nanda Maharaj and the other cowherd men felt the greatest happiness when they saw that transcendental abode. They were especially amazed to see Krishna himself there, surrounded by the personified Vedas who were offering him prayers. Thus ends the 28th chapter of the 10th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam entitled, Krishna Rescues Nanda Maharaj from the Abode of Varuna.